Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. Mike is a fellow. Mike, I guess give us your exact association with the American Enterprise Institute.
Oh, they asked me, Jim, to be a visiting fellow. They have lots of people who aren't full-time there. I'm just a consultant to them and work on the Global Internet Strategy Project and I'm the chairman of their National Advisory Board on our Global Internet Strategy Project. We've been running for about 2.5 years with them.
Right. That was it, the visiting fellow. I wanted to make sure I knew, because I also know some other fellows there at AEI.
Right.
So, folks, this is a very important project he's working on right now, and it's giving him access to some really, really critical information that he's sharing with us. Mike, I appreciate you doing that. And you've already produced one report, at least one report, maybe more.
We created our major report in the summer of 2016 after a couple of years of talking to over 300 people, and we put out a number of reports since then, Jim. But the thing we've recently worked on is the 5 key recommendations that should be on the president-elect's desk from the project.
Do you have his ear? Will you guys have his ear on these things?
Yeah, we're talking to people directly in the transition. We're talking to some of his senior advisors, and most all of them have gotten our report and our one-pager. You know, to take a look at what an incoming president should do.
Can you tell us what's on the one pager?
Sure, and I'll try to be quick. Number one is we believe you should create a federal cybersecurity service for critical civilian networks. It's something we don't have today. We've got to protect the critical infrastructure of this country.
Say that again.
Create a federal cybersecurity service for critical civilian networks. And what the point of that is we need to reorganize the federal government across parts of the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the National Security Agency to provide 24/7 real-time protection of our major civilian critical networks. We do not have that today, Jim. And if we had a major cyber attack in this country on our water, electric grid, financial services, this country would be in major trouble.
So folks listening right now have been familiar with the fact that there's a good chance that two towns that are nearby to each other, their police departments don't operate on frequencies that either one can hear if they need to hand off a bad guy to another one. Many times the fire department doesn't speak to the police department on a frequency they both share. So they're familiar with the ridiculousness of that. We also remember when the FBI and the CIA couldn't talk to each other about terrorists, right? The Patriot Act fixed that. So you're talking about something similar to that, aren't you?
I am, and these are very difficult things to do because we have disagreements between the federal government and the private
and silos.
And silos everywhere. But
fiefdoms.
We've got to rethink all of this, Jim. You know, we got to start from the bottom and say we are living in a digital age. We're living in a massive digital global issue and problem set created by our adversaries, and what we're doing today is not working, and we've got to change that. Maybe we have an opportunity to do that with the new president. We hope so.
What would be something you talk about this system that you think we should have. Mm-hmm. Is that something, who would be in charge of that? Who would build that? Who would run that? Who would administer it overarching those agencies?
We basically have proposed that this new federal cybersecurity service be part of probably the Department of Defense. And the reason for that is they have the most capability with the National Security Agency of protecting the critical infrastructure.
Right.
You know, we believe that today we've got, as you say, these silos.
Because this is going to be, if it's attacked, it's warfare.
100%, Jim.
Right.
I mean,
and Homeland Security, you might think Homeland Security would be the obvious one. I'm glad you didn't say that because I think Homeland Security already has too much on its plate. What do you think?
It's been, by all reports and what I've seen pretty much a dysfunctional agency, Jim.
Yeah.
It's got too many pieces. It's too big a bureaucracy.
Well, just look what happened to the Secret Service when they went over there. I think that agency went down and downgraded when they went over there.
Where the real assets to protect our critical civilian infrastructure lie is in the Department of Defense network capability and the National Security Agency. The biggest problem of doing all these things has always been political, where
right.
you get people who don't like these things. But we've got to do something different, and unless we do something like that, we continue to be vulnerable, every one of our key systems.
Well, other than North Korea, that idiot North Korea, the next existential threat to America's way of life is not going to be ordnance. It's going to be ones and zeros, isn't it?
100%, as all of our...
From China,
major,
from Russia, from Iran,
yeah,
from whoever.
That's right, and all of our major military leaders and people in the cybersecurity world and the government have said our number one national security threat is a cybersecurity attack. And what's going on every day in the country.
So are we going to be able to divert funds from tanks to servers and from soldiers to geeks?
Well, number one, there's a large amount of money that the federal government in the last 2 to 3 years has been putting towards cybersecurity. We're going to have to divert some percentage of the monies over to this area, because the problem is, are all of our weapon systems vulnerable? Are all of our platforms, as we call them,
mm-hmm.
whether they be on the ocean, above us, whatever, are these vulnerable to cyber attack? And unfortunately, the answer seems to be an awful lot of them are.
Yeah.
Those are going to have to be retrofitted and fixed,
right.
because this is a major problem.
I need a website, Mike.
You can go to NSIBook.com or AEI.org and look for our Global Internet Strategy Project or my name, Mike Daniels.
That's a good one to follow, ladies and gentlemen. When you follow Mike, you'll get smarter, I promise. 10 Tell. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.